Chapter 91. It was still Friday afternoon. Ron and Celeste had arranged to be the first off the ship and had driven straight home after a room service breakfast that neither of them could resist. One of the perks of their preferred traveler status was easy embarkation and disembarkation. They had driven straight home. Ron drained the washing machine and managed to get the now 300-pound wet tent out into the gravel driveway. The washing machine would be okay. Keats was happily helping. Celeste listened to the messages that came in after Angel stopped answering the phone. There was number one. "Celeste, it's your sister. Give me a call." Celeste clicked delete. Tina had called midweek and forgotten they were away. That was her sister, all right. Number two. "This is Dwayne. I know that you and Ron are away, but I wanted to let you know that my mother has died, and I'm selling her house and moving away. I'll be in touch with a number." Instead of clicking delete, Celeste felt a pang at Dwayne's loneliness and her inability to bring him any comfort anymore. It was not lost on her that she had become the comforter of her priest, of more than one priest. Number three. "This is Connie. I'm sorry I have to call, but could Ron get in touch with his office as soon as possible?" Celeste went to the window. "Ron, you better come up here. Connie needs you." "Dr. Tuck's office," said Connie. Ron said, "Hi." Connie was excited to hear his voice. "How was your trip?" "It was really fine." "What's going on there?" said Ron. Connie had somewhere between a giggle and a chuckle sound that she made when she was going to have to tell him something that surprised him. "You're working tomorrow," she said. "I am?" said Ron, genuinely surprised. "Sandy said to say that she was sorry. She broke her ankle yesterday. She is scheduled to give a presentation tomorrow in front of the Reimagining the District Committee. She wants you to do it." Ron felt like he was being catapulted from trampoline to trampoline. He was both exasperated and excited. Ron called for Celeste to pick up the extension. "Hi, Connie." "Hi, Celeste. How are you?" It was Jersey Girlfriends talking at its best, and it demanded a few moments. It would give Ron a moment or two to think. He knew the project. He would need to call Sandy and see what special things she wanted him to accomplish. She had called him instead of Bill. That was odd. Sandy and Bill were often co-presenters. Maybe he couldn't do it. "You had what?" said Connie. "It was this beautiful waiter in a short white jacket and tight black pants, and he squirted this seltzer gun into this crushed up fruit. It was delicious." "Sounds like you would want to eat that fruit," said Connie. Ron said, "So, I have an idea. It's after lunch on Friday, right? Looks to me like you might have to go home early and say that you had to drive papers to me at my house. I already have everything I need on the thumbnail drive. "I can't just go home early," said Connie. "Sure you can," said Ron. "I'm your boss." Celeste chimed in. "Why don't the four of us have dinner tomorrow night?" Connie said, "That sounds great. I want to cook. Steve wants Ron to taste some trout that he smoked." Ron had to interrupt. He knew he would get teased for this. "Connie, I need you to connect me to Sandy now." Both women were silent. Celeste said, "He really does enjoy being the boss, doesn't he?" Connie said, "You have no idea." Celeste said, "Are you kidding me?" "Come on," Ron pleaded. "I really do need to talk to her." They giggled for a few more seconds, and then Connie said, "Right away."